Like I said, September is crazy busy.
Oh, summer's almost over, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've had a slowdown in people. We're still doing okay.
Has the quilt show brought in many?
The quilt show has brought people in. The River Festival brought people in. We have the Bloom Festival this month that we're hopefully are going to have
a
display.
And a lot of kids are starting school next week.
Some started already. Yeah. We start the 23rd here, but I know there are some districts on the Wasatch Front that had started this week.
The 15th is most of my grandkids start on the 15th.
So Colorado, I know there's some in Colorado that started Monday. So
it's crazy.
Kids are back to school.
Yeah. That seems very early.
It's crazy late for our district to start on the 20s.
On the 23rd. They take longer breaks now. They have teacher prep days. They have all this extra stuff, so it just gets longer and longer and longer. Summer gets shorter and shorter, so.
True.
Yeah, but now we'll just start seeing the couples coming through.
Which is cool.
Which is fun, yeah.
I love that time of year.
Yeah.
So cool. Good. Does the board have anything they'd like to bring up?
I think so. I'd like to ask that question about... I kind of talked to you about this, Lana, but not a whole lot. I did Sam, but he's not here. Talking about trying to trace down artifacts from excavations that have done in the Uinta Basin, I've got six of them that I know of that have been done here, anywhere from BYU to University of Utah, Utah State. And I'm having a really hard time finding them by collections or even by location. But there are some that I have been able to find. And the question that came up when I would basically say, we've got these sitting boxes with nothing marked on there except you want a basin, is if those, like the universities, are those particular projects, and I think I mentioned the Forest Service has got six boxes in there from a couple of different excavations. They've got nowhere to send them and will probably sit there into perpetuity. And I know we talked at some time about the museum here building or extending on the repository.
We have thought about that, but then we got the repository down the street too. So
and which one's that?
The field house.
The field house.
Oh, okay.
That is a federal repository.
Okay.
So
well, you know, for some reason Jeff didn't want to deal with that because I asked him, you know, about what he would be willing to do, and I think that's where the conversation came up about if Justin Finley got a group of students to come out here and do the cataloging on thorns, that he could also do those that are with the BLM and the Forest Service.
Yeah, and that comes down to money, you know, and what contracts with the Forest Service and the BLM and all that kind of stuff. It gets, you know, you have to get everybody on the same page. And
it would just be finding some place to make sure that they go if and when they are able to do that.
And see about the repository, they pay storage fees. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Repositories get filled up really quickly because any road excavations or...
Well, the BLM has stuff in the repository, so does Dinosaur National Monument. It just depends on what you're storing in the space, and you lease out the space in the repository. So it goes back to money.
It was like what Sam was talking about too is a lot of the stuff that was done in the basin in the 30s to the 50s, and they're sitting in boxes in universities all over the country.
Yeah, and that's common.
I know it's really common.
It's really common because they only have so much time and money.
And then it winds up becoming harder when you have people like Linda McNeil trying to do research and to look at artifacts to tie them to whatever their project is. That most of their time is spent trying to trace down where they're located, if they can even do that.
Yeah, it will always be that way.
And, you know, like at the Forest Service, Byron told me, they've got boxes back there from like 40, 50 years
every
ago.
Every institution.
Yeah. And
so like BYU, I went under their storage and they have all these beautiful pots and they just broke them and put them